Hello, hello. Welcome to the Sportscast. Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels. If you are listening, you can also listen to us on our smart speaker. And if you listen to us on your favorite podcast, please leave a rating review. Also, you can download our app, the Sportscast, for iOS, or you can visit the website, thesportscast.net. A lot going on today in the world of sports. The biggest story, I think, for today was Saudi Arabia beating Argentina. Next story is Ronaldo leaving Man United. They parted ways mutually, and some other sports going on. Getting ready for the Cowboys and New York Giants game on Thanksgiving. But join us tonight, Alan West. Welcome back to the Sportscast, host of the Top 25 Rundown.
Hey, sir. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, man. Pretty excited, pumped. Yesterday was USA, Wales. It was a bittersweet, even though we got a point. Mm-hmm. It felt more of a loss. But I think I'd rather have 1 point than 0 points. I'm not sure what you think about that.
That's true, but I'm still waiting to see what happens just because I wasn't expecting much from the U.S. in the World Cup, sadly, and I'm still not expecting much. The question is if they can get one win. That's what I'm hoping for.
Which, you know something? The U.S. is known to not to have too many wins in World Cups. I think each World Cup that we've gone to, we've gotten one win. The only exception is 2002, where we had two wins. One against Portugal and then one against Mexico in the round of 16. So We're not known for wins, but hopefully we'll turn things around. We play England on Friday, on Black Friday. What do you think is going to happen there?
We're going to get destroyed, unfortunately.
It could happen. England destroyed Iran 6-2. I think We're better than Iran, but we could lose. I think the best case scenario, realistically, is a tie. maybe a 1-1 0-0. It's not going to be high scoring, but it felt like we had trouble finding the goal against Wales. Hopefully we'll put Haji Wright up top in the striker instead of Josh Sargent. I think he's a great player, but I think for the big boys we need to put Haji. Ronaldo parted ways with Man United, and I thought that was coming. He had an interview with Piers Morgan last week. Mm-hmm. And he was just talking crap about Man United. Stuff you cannot. And I believe it was a breach of contract with Manchester United. And many as you know that Ronaldo first started off in Man United about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. And he came back after his stunt with Real Madrid and Juventus. But he came back, had an okay first season last year. But when the new coach came in, Erik ten Hag, things got sour. And he didn't start too many games this past season. He had a couple starts and one game he was captain. But once he gave that interview to Piers Morgan, Man United tore down the poster in front of the stadium, Old Trafford, and they parted ways right during the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you could see it was going to happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, so do you think Ronaldo will go to another big team, or do you think he'll go a little lower level?
I'd love to see if he could, but the problem is for him, he, unfortunately, everywhere he goes for the most part, he wears out his welcome. And the main thing that he was talking about this year for the Premier League was he wanted to go for the Champions League. And because they wouldn't trade him for that, he was upset about that, which made him not a team player, because I'm pretty sure this year he's only scored one goal the entire year, because even though he's only been on, I think he's only started four games, and then he would be coming on as a substitute or be pulled off early, and he didn't like that at all. And so he felt like he was being underutilized. But the thing that I would have to make sure that he would understand, he's getting paid $500,000 a week. I would try to just ignore that and just try to push through if I'm making that much money. That's just me. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, said he was trying to be a team player, but I mean, even when they were in the Europa League, you didn't really see it.
Yeah, he definitely has an ego issue, and I don't think he's realized he's 37 and Father Time has caught up to him. And I think he needs, look, once you hit your late 30s, even mid 30s, it's time to, you know, step down a notch, you know, maybe go to a smaller club. He's been rumored to go to Sporting Lisbon, which is where his, not his hometown, it's one of the biggest clubs in Portugal. He wants to play in the Champions League this season and also next season. So Sporting Lisbon, I believe they're still in the Champions League, so he should go there. I heard Napoli is interested. Now I'm hearing PSG and Real Madrid are interested. They were interested about a couple of weeks ago. Now they are. Rumors are rumors. I hear rumors in soccer a lot more than like any other sport, to be honest. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Where do you, I mean, I don't think he's going to end up in the MLS or in the Middle East. I don't think.
But the reason why there are more teams are talking about it, before they would have to trade for him and they'd have to pay the transfer fee. Now, because he is mutually parted ways, he can sign with anyone and they don't have to pay a fee for it. They just have to sign into a contract. That's the big difference, because the transfer fee, I remember when he went to Real Madrid, or at least if memory serves, I believe they had to pay a transfer fee of $90 million just for his rights to go to Real Madrid before he even signed the contract.
Yeah, that's correct. Before, because right now he's free. He's off the contract. He has no other team have to pay the transfer fee. So now you see more interest in PSG. Mm-hmm. And also from Real Madrid. Was this done intentionally by Ronaldo? I would not be surprised. What do you think?
I think it was, because even though he was playing in the Europa League, he wanted to play in the Champions League. So any way he could push the issue and get into the Champions League, he was going to do it.
Yeah, quite something. I love to see Ronaldo one more last dance, but he does have to realize he's old. And he eventually has to hang up his boots. But he did say last week that if Portugal won the World Cup, he will retire completely.
Well, considering he's just been retired from team competition, if he gets retired from international competition, okay.
Let's do it. Biggest sports news story, which I'm surprised I didn't start it off, Saudi Arabia beating Argentina 2-1. Some say this might be the biggest upset in World Cup history. Argentina came into this tournament as the favorites to win the World Cup, if not come in as second place. But they still have a chance. Losing 2-1, okay, that's horrible. But they got two more games to recoup. Obviously, they probably have to win out. But Argentina, Messi, his last dance, they say, for this for the World Cup. They're in trouble, Alan.
They are, but the thing is, I wouldn't count them out, because if you remember, this was their first loss in 37 matches. 37 matches. And think about it, the last time they had a really big tournament was the Copa America. And, oh, what happened? Not only did they win, they beat Brazil in the final.
True. And I also heard one interesting situation here, or angle, strategy, that Argentina lost on purpose so they can meet Brazil in the World Cup final. In order for that to happen, either Brazil or Argentina has to come in second place in their group. So, but that's just a conspiracy. I mean,
I would say that's more of a conspiracy, just because with how Brazil is and Argentina is, they want to win every game they can, because they want to play fair and square, and they don't want to have to stress or struggle to make it.
Yeah.
They want to just be there, play. They want to win. They want to get on to the next round and be done with it. So for them to lose this game, it hurts their plans, but they're the type of team that's going to be able to not only survive that, they'll be able to advance and do very well. It's not even a question if, or when. It's afterwards, because they're just going to start pushing through. They're going to start. Messi's going to, because I mean, the two goals that were offside, one of them was one he did specifically. So, I mean, you're holding him to one goal right now. I mean, he led the Copa America, I believe, but there was 9 goals, I want to say. I think it was either 9, because I seem to remember 9 or 13, but I'm pretty sure it was 9 goals, because he got the golden boot.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the best players, still has it. And this is like the best Argentina team that has been put together for Messi. Well, not for Messi, but with Messi. So I'm pretty optimistic. I think they'll come out of the group. Mexico and Poland tied 0-0. So there gives chance for Argentina. So only Saudi Arabia, which, hey, they're the only Asian team that are doing well. You can say Tunisia did well because they tied against Denmark.
But they're African.
They're African, my bad. African. That's right. So far we got Korea and Japan. So we'll see how the other Asian teams do. Mm-hmm. I know we're kind of tight with time. Tomorrow, the first game of the morning is Morocco versus Croatia. Who do you think will win that one?
Croatia.
I got Croatia as well. They made it to the final in 2018. 8 a.m. The great Germany versus Japan, another Asian team.
Germany.
Japan, I am a little bit. We'll be careful with Japan. They're very athletic. They run the whole field. Like, everyone runs at the same time, to be honest. Like, they're always active and they're really athletic. So we'll see how Germany handles it. But we'll find out how this other Asian team will do in Qatar. Spain versus Costa Rica. What you got?
That's going to be a good one. I still think Spain's going to pull it out.
I think Spain has that in the bag, to be perfectly honest. 2 p.m., Belgium versus our neighbors up north, Canada. Who you got?
Well, I'd love to root Canada, but I think Belgium's got more of a chance.
Honestly. Yeah, this is their last World Cup of the golden generation, they call it, even though they haven't won anything. But mm-hmm. they have a lot of talent, Kevin De Bruyne, Mertens, Vertonghen, so, and also Eden Hazard, who hardly plays for Real Madrid. I don't know if he'll start, because seeing Gareth Bale starting for Wales like nothing, because he hardly plays. You know, he only comes in as a super sub for LAFC.
it kind of brings to mind what Pirlo said when he went to the MLS. He said that you run around in the MLS more, because you see the European players, when they come over, usually you see them come over at the tail end of their careers. I mean, one of the ones who was actually able to play in the MLS, then go back, was David Beckham. When he went and played in the MLS for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years, then he went back to PSG and played there. And I think he played with one more team, and then he retired.
Yeah.
And he became the owner for Miami FC.
Exactly. So we'll see. We'll see if Messi goes to Inter Miami soon. So your Commanders are in a 2-game winning streak, beat the Eagles, surprisingly. You probably talked about that last week, and they beat the Texans. You feeling good? Now they got the Falcons this weekend. Should be a 3-game winning streak.
We'll see what happens. But the main thing is they finally have Taylor Heineke starting at quarterback, because even though they traded for Wentz, Heineke is a consummate professional, and I still would root for him over Wentz, honestly, because last year he was a great quarterback. He led them to wins, and so they brought Wentz in for the money, but everyone knew that at some point Heineke was going to get his shot again, and he is the quarterback who I think the team will do better with.
Yeah, I really did think since last year they should have groomed Heineke to be the franchise quarterback, and I think he's getting redemption this time around, and I hope he does well. The Commanders, actually, the whole NFC East is doing fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Give you credit. Mm-hmm. Very heavy. I haven't seen this in a while. I do remember there's been a couple of seasons where the NFC East were that good, and this is the season that is going to be good. Who do you have for Thanksgiving? The Giants at the Cowboys for Thanksgiving.
I think the Cowboys are going to win, honestly. I think they're going to do it.
Is it because you don't like the Giants more than the Cowboys?
No, it's actually the other way around. But I think that the Cowboys, they've got a good offense, and their defense with Micah Parsons is going to be a lot harder to stop him.
Yeah, Cowboys beat the Vikings. I think that's a very significant game. Vikings were only had one loss, and Cowboys came up and showed up, and possibly they might get an addition. OBJ, I think it's getting closer. Do you think it could go to Dallas?
We'll see what happens. I did see the article about that too, so I'm keeping my options open. We'll just see. I mean, it's going to be good no matter what, and it'll be something that we have to pay attention about in coming weeks.
Yeah, Dak Prescott definitely talked to him in person over the phone. I know the Giants are interested, but I think things are leaning towards the Cowboys, but I don't want to make anything final. Anyways, your show, Top 25 Rundown, is this week, tomorrow night. What are we going to expect? What topics will you guys cover?
Me and Tyler are going to record that today. So what we're going to talk about most likely is our picks for this week, because it's rivalry week, and we're going to see who's going to win those games and make it to the championship games, and then see about them. And then probably the week after, we're going to look at Army and Navy, since that's going to be the biggest game that week. Besides the championship games, or actually it's 2 weeks after, so try to get those ready, and also maybe start looking at bowl season and what teams are going to be in different bowls. I'm also going to try to keep up about looking at for the college basketball, seeing how that's going, because it's shook up a little bit. And then also, if there's time, maybe I'll take a look at the college soccer as well, seeing how that's going for the tournament.
There's always something going on in college. And you can catch Alan's show every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter, and the Sportscast channels, which you can find on the sportscast.net. And, you know, that huge win by the Gamecocks over the Volunteers was massive, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. That's going to be something I know that Tyler's definitely going to want to bring up. And also, what about Bo Nix leading the Oregon Ducks to victory when he couldn't even barely run?
Yeah, he might not play this weekend, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't, but it's going to be a good game no matter what, because it is a Civil War. And I still think that Bo Nix, the way that he has been at Oregon, even though if he only plays there 1 year, he's going to be thought of as probably one of the top Oregon quarterbacks of all time.
High draft pick, you think?
I would say mid-first round, if not. It could be higher, but I'd say mid-first round, hopefully.
Fair enough. You always want to be in that first round somewhere. You don't want to be that second rounder. also, quarterback for Tennessee, Hendon Hooker, had an injury. It will probably affect his NFL draft value.
Well, he's been in NCAA college football for about 5 years now. So, because remember, he started his career out of Virginia Tech before transferring over to Tennessee. So, because I believe he's 24 now. I'm not 100% sure. But the thing is, we're going to see how that goes for him, just because I don't think it's going to be like another Chris Wankie situation. But the question is how he's going to do and how long, if he is able to be in the NFL, will he be there? So,
did Chris Wankie play for the Redskins back in the day?
I know he played for the Carolina Panthers.
He did. And guess what? I could go all day with sports. Sam Darnold started for the Panthers this weekend.
Yep.
Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it just depends on how. You're going to hear Russell Wilson do his fake Bronco up or something. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, Alan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about the bright future of the Washington Commanders?
I'm used on Instagram at Alan F. West, Alan.West.46. I do have a Twitter that I rarely use, which is Alan F. West as well.
What is the possibility or the probability for all the NFC East teams to make the playoffs? Is that pretty low?
I believe the most that they can make is three, because you've got the champion and then they got the two wild cards. So
yeah,
three could make it.
Yeah. So Commanders are definitely playing for a spot, but it's going to be a little bit of a steep hill. Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast1. Tomorrow we have Hal Phillips from Generation Zero. We'll be recapping some World Cup games this past couple of days. And also looking forward to USA England on Black Friday. Alan West, so much sports, but we're loving it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming on. And this was your update.